Campaign 2012 on WTOP.
Campaign 2012 speeding to a quick close. Election day is just 4 days away, and the candidates are in a frenzied race to the finish, trying to lock in votes and win the White House. So any economic news takes on more importance. Today, the news was pretty good.
And joining us with some insight on the race, Fox News national correspondent John Roberts, who's in Ohio. John, good to have you once again.
John and Hillary, good to be here. You can tell you're 4 days away from an election when you're driving down I-70 in Ohio, going back and forth between campaign events. Oh, my goodness.
I bet. You know, the big news today, of course, the jobs report. The positive news, 171,000 new jobs created in October, but that politically sensitive unemployment rate is up a bit to 7.9%. So how is each campaign playing this?
You know, I think it's really kind of in the overall, it's a little bit of a wash. The Obama campaign can say, hey, we created a number of jobs that's above what we need to just, you know, maintain the status quo. And the Romney campaign gets to say it's not enough because the unemployment rate ticked up. So I think when you look at it on both sides, I think it's kind of, it's a little bit of a win for Obama. It's a little bit of a win for Romney. So I think they really cancel each other out, which really is kind of in keeping with the whole zero-sum game in Washington, don't you think?
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the polling numbers. Which candidate seems to be making some headway in these last days?
What day is it? Let's see. I mean, one day the president's up, the next day Governor Romney's up. You know, you've got 10 battleground states that they're going through. The numbers are flicking back and forth. I really think we're at a point now where the polling doesn't really matter. And I don't think that there's, you know, I mean, God forbid there should be some sort of crisis or huge piece of news that we haven't seen come out. But I don't think there's really anything much that could happen between now and Election Day, particularly with all of this early voting, to change the numbers significantly one way or the other. So I think right now what the task is for both of these candidates is to try to get the tally of their voters, their supporters up, and see what they can do to try to get those late deciders, and it's a very, very small slice of the electorate this year, to break their way. You know, typically, late deciders break toward the challenger as opposed to the incumbent. You know, will 2012 repeat that? I don't know. It's really difficult to say, but I think it's a numbers game now, and I think that that's what both campaigns are playing for.
All right, John, good to talk to you again. Have fun.
All right, thank you. Anytime you can be in Ohio, it's a lot of fun.
Okay, Fox News national correspondent.
Hopefully there are people here.
John Roberts.